All right, hello, hello, it's Tyler Bryden here. I want to acknowledge that I am filming this video the day after a horrible shooting down in Texas, and one of those moments where you both want to know and almost don't want to know because of how heavy this is. And so I've seen an outpouring of, messages and videos and people from all different perspectives sharing their thoughts on this. I frankly don't think I have too much of an informed opinion on it because of, I guess, even my both conscious and subconscious choice to not go that deep into the events of happening that have happened just because of how sad it is. But thinking out there of anyone who, obviously people who are the families who were affected by this, and then I think just the world as a whole is always shocked by this, by sometimes the pure violence that people can be capable of. And I know everyone has these feelings, these pains. We suffer through this, and then we do our best to proceed with our daily lives. And sometimes that's easier than said than done. And I think with events like this, the ripples of it last a long time and will last generations for those especially affected, traumatized by this. And I talked yesterday about just like not operating from fear. And I think when something like that happens, it's hard not to at least operate in fear for a little bit. And I feel for anyone who is sending their kids to school the next day after something like this, and just praying for the best and praying that something like this doesn't happen. So with that said, I'm going to move on to, I guess, more of the normal things that I talk about here, and do my best at that. So one of the sort of common themes through, through these sort of stand-ups, I think yesterday was 25, today is 26, has been at least a tied thread with this concept of language. And even since I've started writing or doing these videos, the amount of innovation that has happened is truly, it's insane. And it's also this proliferation of people who are trying, who have sort of hit this threshold of the amount of data they've been able to access, the technology that they have, and all of that has then unlocked so much powerful potential and then actual applications of this technology. And so yesterday, Google came after OpenAI and their DALL-E system, and basically explicitly said that this system is better than DALL-E. Here's some of the images that they released. So this is their image in. It's a text-to-image model, and these were sort of obviously ones that they they did a lot of generation, and then they shared the ones that were probably the most powerful and impactful. Yet there have been some people who have tested and played around with the system already and are seeing already sort of benchmarks about the higher quality that this is outputting. And they even did, I have it somewhere, they actually did some real, some real benchmarks on this using human raters to then get them to share which images they prefer. So both in image text alignment and then image fidelity. And so with that, Google sort of systematically won that, I guess, battle. And it's weird, right? You contrast this to the topic at the start of this episode and the events yesterday. One so dark and so, so just devastating for society. And then we look at a transparent sculpture of a duck made out of glass that was generated just by putting on a text, just putting text and then creating that automatically. But, in a world that, is again, chaotic and volatile, you know, things like this, I actually think are a net positive. And I think any time that we can describe the way that we feel and then turn that into something, I think is very, very powerful. And obviously there's some very silly examples that have been created here, but I still believe, I'm a believer in the potential of creativity in art and expression that systems like this are going to create. And again, this is just the beginning. This is only, you know, the Google's really first release on this. DALL-E, like the usage of these are insane. Wombo AI being a company with at some points like the most downloaded app, Wombo AI allowing you to do some image generation like this as well too. And I think it's just such a deep fascination that people have with this kind of technology and ability that is possible here. And one of the things I wanted to quickly touch on, I thought it was really fascinating, is that they were very clear about the limitations and the societal impact, and then also the, you know, their desire to not release this publicly as they still you know, work through this. And you can see, I mean, there's many reasons why, but really the main reason of this is that they are scraping large data sets from the entire web, and that web is full of bias. It's full of pornographic imagery, toxic language, bias, racism, social stereotypes. It's uncurated web data, so it inherits these biases. And I actually, you know, appreciate Google talking about this and allowing you to have the understanding that depending on the prompts that you put in, that there are, you know, there's deep bias built into this data set. And then the images that you generate might have a reflection. So look, you know, even this preliminary assessment has an overall bias about generating images of people with lighter skin tones. So professions that align with Western gender stereotypes. So, I mean, I think it's great for them to have released this and talk about the bias and still do testing before this is released sort of publicly. And I'm sure at some point it will. And I think there will be private companies who actually want to release these things publicly, probably without the same thought and testing that has been done here, because there's an incentive to do it. If they can be, you know, early in the market, they're going to have the ability to grow significantly and deliver on the desire for people to actually have access to these technologies and use them. So one, you know, note for you, if you do want to test this, there is, trying to think of a good example, a poodle dancing on a cloud with lightning strikes in the background filled with cats. I don't know what this is going to do, but this is on Hugging Face Space and is sort of the DALL-E mini. But I believe this is the one that I've always used. It looks like they've updated the space and should generate a couple instances of this. See, it's taking a little bit to run here. There we go. A poodle dancing on a cloud with lightning strikes in the background filled with cats. Definitely doesn't have the same power and capacity of Google's and DALL-E OpenAI system, but overall it still is achieving that goal. It's nice that you see various outputs that come from it. And if you actually did want to play around with this technology, at least you have the ability to do some prompts and get that live. So I think that's sort of cool and just something I wanted to touch on. And overall, you know, you can see, like, even TechCrunch talking about it, the battle that is happening here with these large language models using the transformer approach and these companies wanting to one-up each other on this. So there's definitely competition right now. It's pushing AI researchers and engineers to the limit. And I'm excited to sort of follow this battle and, you know, I guess reap the benefits of it. Just some fantastic things. I love looking at these images. We're moving towards video of this. There's going to be whole realities in VR that are be built by this. It's just going to be absolutely insane what takes place from this. So that's one piece that I wanted to talk about today. That is Google's Imagen model, a large language model using the transformer approach to generate text to image. So definitely worthwhile checking out. And then the last thing here, as I'm coming up on time, is this story from yesterday, which if I can see, 1 second here, the Snap stock. Okay, there we go. Looking at a 1 day, but if we go 1 month, it's bouncing back a little bit today here. But yesterday, down 43%. And really the message here is that the advertising industry isn't going to be in a tough spot, and that that this is a sort of a cyclical cycle. As inflation rises, as interest rates go up, as people look towards this recession and everything that's happening, advertisers need to rethink their spend. They need it to be directly attributable, measurable to the return on investment in the business. Those things around brand awareness and things might not be as valuable as they're looking at cost-cutting measures, as they're looking at the best ways to spend their money to generate revenue and then also conserve their budgeting so that they can last longer through a potentially, a long time of a recessionary period where there could be challenges ahead that we don't even necessarily foresee. So what was really, sort of not shocking, but that went along with this was basically how other companies were then affected. So Meta down, Roku down, Alphabet, Twitter down, Pinterest down. So because of what Snapchat's sort of guidance was on this call, there was then a surrounding impact on any business that then touches that space, primarily a lot of them driven by advertising models and related to tech. So the ones Google, Alphabet, Twitter, everything there. And so there is definitely another indicator of a difficult time ahead. With Snap being an example of that, Nvidia has their earnings call today too, and so we're gonna see what comes from that. But overall, I think this next quarter is gonna be very. It's gonna be a huge signal for where we are at because last quarter. This was starting to happen, but there was still things okay, and really the environment has deteriorated very quickly over the last month and a half, and so we're going to see the downstream effects of that at the end of quarter two here. So that's it for me today. I appreciate you tuning in. I know it's sort of a dark time in the world in many ways right now. So, we do our best to remain optimistic. We do our best to wake up, drive forward with purpose, with a smile on our face. And I hope you can find that ability here. And I hope that we can continue to grow and heal as a world, because all we can do is share these experiences together and hope that we learn and make better decisions and grow together moving forward. So thank you as always for checking this out. Hope you have a good rest of the day and look forward to doing this again. Bye-bye.